Hello and welcome to the DP Eurasia Trading Update call. Throughout the call, all participants will be in listen mode only, and afterwards there will be a question and answer session. Today, I'm pleased to present Aslan Saranga, CEO, and Selim Kender, Chief Strategy Officer and Head of Investor Relations. Please go ahead with your meeting.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our trading update for the 4 months ended 30 April 2021. The first 4 months of 2021 have been very encouraging and positive. Our Turkish group system sales has increased 65% compared to last year. Our Russian system sales has increased 19%. In Azerbaijan and Georgia, our sales increased 40% compared to previous year. And our group system sales has increased 49%. As you can see, our numbers are very strong, and trading performance has continued to significantly improve in Turkey and Russia since our preliminary result release in March. Our Turkish operations have maintained their strong start to the year with a March-April like-for-like growth rate of 77%, driven mainly by delivery and also tailwinds from a temporary reduction in the VAT rate to 1% from 8%. Heightened operational constraints experienced in Turkey have not impacted negatively on business performance. And we continue to benefit from a COVID-inspired shift to home delivery that has affected all sectors, as previously indicated. Also encouragingly, in our Russian operations, we have continued to see an improving trend with a March-April like-for-like growth rate of 21.2%. And we have surpassed the sales per store levels of pre-COVID 2020 in the first 4 months of 2021. However, it is important to note that these rates follow significantly depressed 2020 comparables due to initial COVID-19 outbreak in both countries. Our online channels continue to be the main driver behind our like-for-like growth rates. Online system sales as a percent of delivery system sales have reached 74% and 92% in Turkey and Russia. And respectively, with both figures registering approximately a 4 percentage point increase over the last 12 months. We continue to add new product offerings to drive order flow and repeat customers. In Turkey, we launched a Kozano-like product, Tostilla, and the new pasta product, Makarnos, in April and May respectively. In Russia, we launched the cheese crust pizza in March. The strong performance in Turkey is continuing to generate a very robust franchise demand. We have opened 18 stores in the last 12 months. Yes, we have opened 2 new stores in Turkey during the first 4 months. We remain on target for our store opening guidance of 30 to 40 stores for the year, with further 16 stores leased. We have also added 2 new stores in Russia. Our first half performance will be determining factor in the outlook for store openings in Russia for the full year. We have also a very strong liquidity position, 80 million Turkish lira of cash at hand, and additional available bank lines of 164 million Turkish liras as at 30 April 2021. Wills, the board is conscious of the potential continued risk posed by the pandemic. We remain on target for our 2021 guidance in our markets, and the board expects the full-year adjusted EBITDA for 2021 to be in line with expectations. Thank you for listening to us, and if you have any further questions, we'll be happy to answer.
Thank you. If you wish to ask an audio question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. If you wish to withdraw from your question, you may do so by pressing 02 to cancel. Once again, please press 01 on your telephone keypad if you wish to ask an audio question. There'll be a brief pause while you wait for all questions to be registered. Anubhav, please ask your question.
Excellent. So my questions were around just your comments on the heightened operating cost that you're seeing in Turkey. If you could give us some details on whether it is around the drivers, the cost of drivers or the cost of food inflation, and if it has any bearing on the EBITDA expectations for the year for Turkey? And then the second one on the competition that you are seeing from aggregators in Russia. Has there been any change in that? Has there been reduction, increase? Just the status on that. Thank you.
Thank you for the question. Our sales increase is very, very strong in Turkey, as we have announced the numbers. It was 60-70%, and that's also beating very strong like-for-like from last year. The inflation number in Turkey right now is 17%. But our food cost and labor cost increase is around 20%. So as you can understand from these numbers, and let's say the food and labor is going up 20% and rest of the numbers around 17%. Top line is growing 70%. Of course, our franchisees are very happy from this moment. So we do not have any problem with our margin. On the contrary, margins are getting better. About the aggregators in Russia, I think the trend is positive. As I explained to you earlier, one of the reasons for our sales decline in Russia was the aggregator and competition, pizza competition. Since the second half of 2020, we are working with an aggregator, with Delivery Club. We are getting some positive sales from there, and this is one of the reasons of the positive trend in Russia. So, 2 years ago, we were not working with the aggregator. Now we are working with them. So it's not like a competition. I call it like frenemy. You need to manage them very well. We need to take the new customers there and convert it to loyal Domino's Pizza customer, because it's a big market. We cannot afford not to be there. But overall, in the last 4 months, the growing effect of the aggregator was positive in Russia.
That's very helpful. Thank you, Aslan.
Thank you very much. Our next question comes from Wayne Brown. Please go ahead.
Hi, gents. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you, Wayne.
Excellent. Progress. Firstly, congratulations on a cracking start to the year. And I just kind of wanted to play devil's advocate with you. I know that being cautious due to the pandemic is absolutely the right thing to do. But, I mean, clearly like-for-like sales are stonkingly good. So I've got two questions around that kind of momentum. If that continues, obviously your vaccination rollout is quite slow in Turkey. Lockdown or semi-lockdowns are probably going to keep on rolling through for quite some time. That's all positive for the Turkish operations. And I know that you've maintained guidance for this year, but I suppose when do we get to the point where it becomes reasonable to assume that the drop-through from such strong trading performance starts to deliver incremental profit? So I'm just curious as to what you want to see on the ground that gives you confidence that that momentum will flow through. And then also second to the point on really strong trading, have you on the supply chain side of things, has that been relatively easy to ramp up to meet such strong demand, or are there any bottlenecks within the supply chain which you've had to work through?
Thank you, Wayne. You are right. I mean, the trend is positive, but we are still, nervous because, last month we had another curfew in Turkey, which did not affect our business, so it's positive. But I want to see first of all, I want to see how the things are going on until July and August, because in July the government is going to decide. Will increase the VAT back to 8%, and it's important for us to see the effect of that.
Yeah.
On the other hand, we try to keep franchisees' margins strong. And the reason for that, we want to open more stores, and it's working. Right now, we have, you know, we have 16 stores leased, and, you know, we can see at least 25 stores in the pipeline. So we want to open as much as stores this year. So our guidance is 30 to 40 stores. So I want to go to the 40 sites. So, I mean, we need to wait another 3-4 months in order to, but we are comfortable with our existing guidance. We can, we'll deliver them. Can we do better? We need to see, you know, coming 3 months and the effect of VAT.
Okay, that's very clear. Thank you. And then just on the supply chain side, just the,
Since the beginning of COVID, the supply side was not an issue for us, both in Russia and Turkey. As you know, I mean, 99% of our food supply is from Turkey, 90% in Russia. So we did not, we planned all these things and we did not have any problems.
Great. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Just as a quick reminder, if you wish to ask an audio question, you may do so by pressing 01 on your telephone keypad. Once again, please press 01 on your telephone keypad if you wish to ask an audio question. Our next question comes from Nirsov Alexander from VTB Capital.
Thank you. So congratulations with your results. I have two quick questions. The first one is, how are your sales progressing in May? They're accelerating versus March and April. And the last question, I didn't clearly get it. You said that your financial year 21 adjusted EBITDA is to be in line with the guidance. Could you please remind me what was the guidance and how it breaks between Turkey and Russia? Thank you.
Now, about the sales, this month in Russia, in Turkey, was Ramadan. So in Ramadan, usually our sales goes down, but now we have the holiday. But in terms of like for like, we are still very, very strong in May. I can say that. So in Russia, we are going on the same track. We can say that on May, we are going on the same track. Maybe for the guidance, Selim, you can help me.
Sure. Well, we Alexander, we don't give specific profit or EBITDA guidance. It's basically what the market determines the expectations via the research analysts like yourself. So we're saying that, you know, we're on track to meet, we're not going to deviate materially from what's out there from a consensus point of view at this point.
I see. That's clear. Thank you.
Thank you. There appears to be no further registered questions, so I'll hand over back to the speakers.
So if there is no any further questions, thanks for listening to us, and we'll be happy to see you again for the half one trading update in a couple of months. And thanks.
Thank you. This now concludes our conference call. You may now disconnect from your lines.